Weekend Getaway. I'm Marie Corsetti, Fox News. Amid an investigation into the mishandling of classified documents, President Biden takes another trip to Delaware that has people on the Hill concerned.
President Biden is spending the weekend at his other home in Delaware this weekend. This one, his beach house in Rehoboth Beach. Some eyebrows were raised here in the press briefing room at the White House saying, why is the president going to his summer home in the middle of the winter? Because they were wondering if classified documents were found also in Rehoboth. The White House, as you mentioned, denied that, but perhaps a search is ongoing. KJP Corinne Jean-Pierre, in a reply, said the president takes the handling of classified documents very, very seriously. And late this week, President Biden says he has no regrets over this issue and said, quote, I think you're going to find there's nothing there.
Fox's Lucas Thomason. It comes as the U.S. Justice Department searched President Biden's home on Friday and found six additional documents with classified markings. Meanwhile, as the debt limit is reached, Congress and the White House clash on how to handle the situation. House Budget Committee Chair Rep. Jody Arrington joined Fox's Cavuto Live.
Because I've heard Speaker McCarthy say the biggest two threats to our nation and our future is China and the debt. So I don't think the president will escape having to deal with negotiating some fiscal reforms.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said that he will meet with President Biden to discuss increasing the debt ceiling. Plus, the crisis at the border continues as the number of immigrants coming into the U.S. has hit record highs.
December in any typical year is our lowest month. January is our second lowest month. We just recorded the highest month ever in the history of the Border Patrol last December when it should have been our lowest month.
National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd on Fox. Meanwhile, New York City is turning a cruise ship terminal into a shelter for asylum seekers, offering beds, food, and medical care. New York City Mayor Eric Adams announced the plan on Saturday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The LAPD is facing a lawsuit after an arrest turned deadly.
The son of Keenan Anderson, who died during an arrest after being tased by police, is suing the Los Angeles Police Department. Lawyers for 5-year-old Kai Anderson filing a notice that they intend to sue for $50 million in damages. Anderson, a 31-year-old teacher arrested after police say he was a suspect in a hit-and-run in Venice January 3rd, first flagging down police, then trying to run from them. Anderson was tased 6 times in about a minute.
I'm gonna tase him.
Later going into cardiac arrest and dying. A police toxicology test found cocaine and cannabis in his system. Samantha Liepman, Fox News.
And police are still investigating the death of an American man while on vacation with his wife in Mexico.
The family's attorney, Case Barnett, is a friend of Blair Elliott. He described him as a caring, energetic, and loving guy. Blair and his wife were both lawyers who worked for the Orange County Public Defender's Office. They were vacationing at the Los Roques Resort and Spa in Mexico last weekend to celebrate their first wedding anniversary. Barnett says Blair's wife woke up around 1:40 in the morning to hotel staff outside her door asking if some guy was her boyfriend. He says she went downstairs, discovered her husband face down on the ground, then started screaming for help. Barnett says she does not know why he was outside at that time.
Fox's Christina Coleman. Meanwhile, a man is dead after being shoved onto subway tracks in New York City, and we're learning more about the individuals involved.
They were both down on the platform
of the number one train going southbound. The suspect, 28-year-old Andre Boyce, got into an argument with the victim, who was 34 years old. They say that Boyce pushed the victim onto the tracks and that the victim cracked his head and died. Now, the suspect, Andre Boyce, currently in custody, and at least one report saying that he does have a history of mental health issues.
Fox 5 New York's Linda Schmidt. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.